is temporary, but transformation is permanent. Amen. I hope you understand me when you go through the Bible. You have to ask, but you will make your chance here. Now, my destiny didn't say, God doesn't need a change from you. He needs you to be transformed. Hallelujah. God does not need a change. God needs you to be transformed. Amen. Because if you change, you will change again. Hallelujah. But once you are transformed, there's no way you can go back. Hallelujah. Amen. Peter and John and James and what his brother were fishermen. Hallelujah. Brother, yes, you share and you must know that Peter and Oya Pupu, you are here then. Oko Pupu. He was a fisherman. And therefore, he was what? A taker. Not what she am. Who are Tom? Jesus called him, follow me and I'll make you a fishers of men. Hallelujah. Jesus called him to follow him. And instead of catching fish, there's going to be a time in Peter's life. He's going to catch men. Hallelujah. But let's go take our time. When Jesus Christ was about to die, and Peter said, I will follow you no matter where you go. I will be with you all the time. In time of sinning, out of sinning, in time of crying, time of happiness, Christ, I will be with you. But let's wait. Somewhere along the line, when Jesus was on the trial, Peter said, I do not know this man. Hallelujah. That time, Peter changed when he made a statement that I'll follow Christ. But transformation has not happened to his life yet. Hallelujah. And in addition to that, when Jesus died, when transformation has not happened to Peter's life, he said, my mother that I'm following, the man who was doing so wonder, the man who touched black eye and the blind man see, the man who let the lame walk, the man who do so many dead, I'm going back to fishing. Because Peter only changed, hallelujah, he's going back to fishing. What about Sister Nagini? What's that, Sister Nagini? I don't America for a man, but I changed my mind. I changed my mind. I changed my mind. Transformation has not come yet. Hallelujah. So because Peter was in the process of changing, he keep on changing his statement. He keep on changing his lifestyle. If you change, you are going to change your lifestyle. Say, never but oh, Papa, there's a tree. Work for transformation. I don't know if somebody can help me with that. Because you can't say something. And Sakrae. Okay, then you should Sakrae. There's a difference between a change and transformation. And Sister and Sakrae and Susuya and them. Hallelujah. Take your time and follow me. I'm not going to take much time off you. You understand the message today. And I believe your life will be transformed. Let's look at Acts chapter 1. When the power comes, hallelujah. What is he said, you are going to be empowered, right? You are going to preach the word of God. You're going to start from somewhere. You're going to start from your house. You're going to go to the next town. You're going to go throughout the world. When Jesus Christ was going, he knew that Peter only had a change in his life. So he told them, wait until I give you some power. Hallelujah. When that power comes, oh, Christ, waiting in the room praying. And according to the Bible, the power of tongue lies upon them. Holy Spirit descended upon their life. And from that day onward, Peter's life was transformed. Hallelujah. Initially, Peter only changed. Let's look at it very well. If you go to Acts chapter 2, they said, Peter, that a little girl, about what you are saying, you will run out. Was it, I do not know that man. I don't know him at all. Me name that man. Not the world. Us who cast out righteous. Who cast out devil. What he said. What can us it mean? Amen. So was it. Amen. Hallelujah. But when the Holy Spirit descended upon Peter like. As chapter 2. According to the Bible. Peter stand up and rose up. And there was multitude of people. And he spoke the word of God. And according to the Bible, 3,000 people like him. That's what I mean transformation. akwara ki wo bi na huru huru no enye ni pa mu eni pa wo hɔ no be Peter solid na ye wo ma ni pa di todo na huru huru no hallelujah no ti bi kan ya mi asen ya mi no wo di na tia na esisa ye wo hɔ e ti wo si bi ni mu no no se ya mi no wo di na tia en sakra ye pa ye no eni pa huru huru no e to ma huru huru no na wo tia ho no kasai. If today, if your life is going to transform, the church is not going to help you. You have been called to be an agent of Christ. A church cannot do anything for you. You need your life to be transformed. The fear that leads to the fear, the wounded know my why, and my ultimate kind of yes and no. Once your life is tied by the Holy Spirit, your life will be transformed. And therefore, no matter where you find yourself, whether it's black, whether it's white, whether it's funny, you stand up and speak, and people's life will be changed. Be an agent of transformation. Be an agent of transformation. Hallelujah. Ask chapter 3 that we just read. Because Peter has preached, because Randy has preached a powerful message here one night, and it really, really touched me so much. Hallelujah. Let's look at Peter very well. A man who was so fearful, but what is going to be descended upon him, and his life was transformed. The same Peter and John, the man said, yes, you know, say, yes, you know, say, you know, say, John, yes, my neighbor said, yes way. So where was he near Mohono? Mama Kutra Bekum, never Makutra Unifa. Bible Mamita says, no one did ya, no one knew me. So there was a division among them. Hallelujah. Because of position, because of prestige, people looking for position, people looking for prestige, there was a division because the other disciples were angry. But look at here very well. Why the Holy Spirit descended upon them? The same Peter who was having bitterness with John, he went to our house and said, hey, money, and we have no money, but we have something that we can give to you. The division is gone. Hallelujah. And Pastor Moon, and you are the poor, say, now remember who fine, now running in the South Town, now the new West and Yakuza, and Pastor Moon is for a rebel, or you have a for a rebel, and a woman for a rebel, now they will be passed over. Instead of fighting, you will unite together and work for God. Hey. Money, we have none. Now take my time, let's go into the Bible again. Acts chapter 3. A certain man lay from his mother's womb. That man had been on the gate for several times. That man has always been carried onto the temple gate all the time, begging for alms. You know, every time he receives alms, his life changes. You know that? Because he is hungry. Once he receives money, the life changes because he has money to go buy food. And that temporal lifestyle is changed. Hallelujah. Every day out to our sisters, can so be my sky and a bravo and I then sit up. If so, a cup tea, I'm not to home. But so, yes, for the portrait, they made there, a cup the cup. But once Peter and John get there, they realize that this man that he needs a change in his life, he needs something better than that. Hallelujah. This man who is a lay, he doesn't need a change. He needs something different from change. Hallelujah. Because there's unity among them. He did not say, I, Peter. He did not say, John alone. But he said, two of us. In the name of Jesus, the Nazareth. Man, you need something better in your life today. And no one has the person the catcher will say, who here to be property? Our brother will say, and this is now, you know. Most of us have a changed lifestyle. That's why when we go to church, we are different people. When we get home, we are different. You have not been transformed. We don't go too far here. Because there's a change in our life. Our attitude shows there's a change. But that we transform. Hallelujah. Let us be transformed. Most of us are. We have not been transformed. We have been changed. And therefore, we go back and pick up the old style again. Because you do something to me because I have changed. If I get you, I do it back to you. But if you are going to tell yourself today for your life to be transformed, you will never be the same. Hallelujah. I say you will never be the same. I hope you understand what I'm saying. You will never be the same. If you are going to open your mind, you are going to open your heart and receive the word of God today. Holy Spirit is here to touch you. And your life will be transformed. So when we are put the one more, Michelle there and that Ukofia and say and such a bow and put it the people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Kasa and then you die. So what you say? So Makwan is such a yet. And yes, it's only. And yes, it's such a yet, but I'm a Kasan, a Bessusan. Unas yet, a Bessusan. Hallelujah. So Peter don't realize that this young man does not need a change in his life. His life needs to be touched. He needs to be transformed. His soul needs to be saved. Hallelujah. And he needs a healing. That bone needs to be strengthened up. Hallelujah. He needs to get up and walk. Because there's only change in his life. Or by the power of Holy Power, who has fortune. Now, all my worry about finding what you can change now. Amen. He might have the money all right, but the woman that he has spotted, because there's only change in his life, that woman is going to agree. Is the woman going to carry him on the back? No. Hallelujah. So Peter and John realized that this man needs something to get into that woman. When he be there, a government that we are all the same, man, you know. But what he has also said, about what happened, or the negotiated. So we call him in and meet him and they are waiting to negotiate me every day. Hallelujah. So Jesus Christ is here to do something in your life. He's here to do something in my life. And Peter and John was an agent for that man. You also have the ability if you avail yourself. You also have the same opportunity if you avail yourself to be a transformer in somebody's life. Hallelujah. So Peter hold his hand. Money I have none, Papa. Jesus. Money we have none. Money, we have none. But there's something that you need, that money. I'm here to tell you there's something that you need in your life more than money. You need something better in your life than the money that you are working so hard for. You need something better than the job that you are doing right now. If you are going to agree with me, say, money we have none, but in the name of Nazareth, Jesus Christ, the one that you killed, stand up and walk. And the man be. At that very moment, the soul that was being lost, not a cry, a rapper, but the one, his soul was saved. Hallelujah. And he received the healing that he needed. Look at the transformation that happened in his life. He started one. Walking. Amen. He started new one. Walking. And that man could not go back and sit down and become a cripple anymore. That's what I mean, transformation. Hallelujah. And then now when he walked, he found out that he could jump. I go, wow, I could jump. I didn't know I could jump. Hallelujah. Now I could jump. Then I can run. Then I can run. Then I can run. Then I can run. Wow, you see? Me not gonna be truthful. I was a lady. From my mother's womb. If you see a woman, why am I fine? But the moment that the Holy Spirit touches him, he could not only just walk, hallelujah, but rather he could run. If you are here today and you want your life to be changed, be ready for the power of the Holy Spirit. You are not only going to walk, but you are going to run. You are saying you are going to run. I say you are going to run. He says, Amen. 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 There are some lessons that I want us to look. I want to take my time. I won't take much of your time. I want to really look at these lessons once somebody's life is transformed. Amen. The person changed from being a taker to a giver. Wabrabo as a son, so Wabrabo as a child. One year will be a OGP, name of woman. Hallelujah. Mr. Wabrabo as a child. The children are not a man, Mr. Sunday is a child. Fufu, yeah, thank you. Papa said, I have fufu, yeah. And so, how are you for your home? Say, oh, for your power, brave woman. Will you unite me, woman? Hallelujah. Peter was initially when his life was changing, he was a pecker. That's why I said, I want to go back and take my fish. Amen. The transformation came and he became a giver. Hallelujah. He gave life to somebody, he gave a healing to somebody. Hallelujah. You need your life to be changed. Not only changed, but to be transformed. The change is not going to take you too far because you change back to your old self. Hallelujah. So what's the sign? It's a sign by some baby. You go get me a sign, it's a word. Me and I'm a car here, the sign boy. But so for your back here, who do you come back? What in the year? This is for your back. Who do you come back? Amen. Once you are transformed, you become people of Christ, not people of the world anymore. I hardly make how can see you know. I always say we have a lot of Christians now. I call them Bible career church goers, but I don't call them Christians. Bible career church goer. We be able to Bible teach on us could be a walk, but when you are a Christian. So we are Christian here to forget about our problem. Hallelujah. But so we have the Bible and all come in our school be there. And I have been sacrificed. Who knew that we are? Hallelujah. And we saw my hope for enough for you about our problem. Amen. And so my hope for enough for you about our problem. So for you about our problem, we want to be some cool achievement. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. You move from self-centeredness to Christ-centeredness. When transformation comes, you move from self-centeredness to Christ-centeredness. Who is, what is Christ-centeredness and what is self-centeredness? Make one, self centered. On Pesse, Nimia, a baby. On Pesse, Nimia, a person. Hallelujah. We are sure said, so who were you not, Jehovah? Now, Peter, need to allow much of water. I'm a Sicana. But that night, you're not going to go in this house. And then, in this kind of year, I was saying, it's a son of Bravo. That's what Christ came to do. Hallelujah. Christ came to touch our life. My life has been touched. And I believe your life also has been touched. If you are only in the church, say, allow yourself to be transformed today. We also move from freshness to a spirit level. You see, my dear, you are not fresh, no, a boss. When I'm so near man, no boss. When I'm so near man, no, a boss, bro. Say, for forever, I'll grab on my ass for you. People sometimes don't understand certain kind of people when they do certain things. And people wonder, what kind of person is this? Hallelujah. Because sometimes when you're only in a changing state, when somebody kicks you, you kick the person back. But once your life is transformed, the person kicks you and they say, oh, thank you for kicking me. Hallelujah. You say, wow. Is this one crazy? That's what we call the in the spirit. Hallelujah. What feet and who know a call who you back. And the person that may pass what he said, and then obey your home when you back.
Somebody here who's ready, who wants his life or their life to be transformed. If you're that person, I want to see your hand up with me. If you want your life to be transformed today, wow, I tell you, they don't understand what the message is. They haven't understood the message yet. If you want your life to be transformed, can I see your hand up? If you want your life to be transformed, wow, I don't hear it. I don't see it at all. Wow, you're not ready for transformation yet. If you want your life to be transformed, so person for yet about a problem one for yet about a problem for yet about big yet so for yet about a problem intercept your total life. Amen. The lame man was sitting there once his life was transformed, it affected his total life. Say, so now, how do I crowd to say? So present to for yet. And now I grab my pet to pick up one side.